At a shrine in Shiraz, written October 20th, 2008. Imagine if the many faces of a diamond, throwing out light in every direction, were taken from the ring and turned into chips of mirror glass, covering completely the inner walls of a shrine. Tens of many thousands adorn the walls, and they look out in many directions, like a three-dimensional mosaic, revealing the foothills of eternity's topography. I scorned the mirrored walls at first, as tasteless and unfit to rival, to compete with the Sun King's meeting rooms. On a floor completely covered with Persian carpets, perfect art strewn about, with the everyday service of newspaper pages at an autumn park picnic, a few of the devout were praying, or else enjoying the sanctuary of place and moment, studying away from the soul's turmoil outside. I scorned the tasteless chips of glass until I came close to the wall and perceived heaven's threshold. I saw myself and others anew, and not as before. Part of us moved as usual, but the other half, equally mixed with the here and now, revealed itself from another world. It was certainly not the other side of the mirror. I paced slowly along the walls, with a sense of mounting intoxication, staring deep into what lay behind the mirrors. As a single fish in the ocean, I entered immense and swirling clouds of emerald and silver glass plankton. It transported my tired soul, exhausted and jaded, to places it had never been before, or even considered. I walked one way along the wall, and then back again, desiring to throw myself into swirl again, to lose my entire consciousness in the tumbling cosmos of the grass plankton. It seemed I moved through the Garden of Paradise, seeing the same beings of day after day, but in their future and intended form. I lost all awareness of those around me, and threw myself again and again against the unseen wall, seeing the other side, and wanting to come in, desiring to leave this world now and move in the undescribable refractions of paradise. Among the swirling particles of light, it was the first time in my life that I had seen the verges of heaven, contemplated it, and wanted to come inside. I was now alone in the shrine, save for one other on a carpet, somewhere in the opposite corner. I walked too far along the mirrored wall and past an open doorway to the courtyard outside. A solitary cat sat next to an empty chair, licking itself abstractedly. I walked through the doorway and back into the world of shapes.